This is ridiculous.
Bottom line is, he's the president of the United States. He probably has other things that's on his mind.
I want to know what book he's reading, and I want to know what he's saying. Why an ascot? Because I want my America back.
Show straight, Roland Martin.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern and 8 Central. Start your day with TV1's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. Roland Martin joins us right now. Good morning to you, Roland.
Good morning, Skip. Good morning, Sybil and Dominique.
Good morning, Roland.
First of all, shout out to everybody. Thanks for checking the brother out on Real Time with Bill Maher on Friday.
Thank you very much.
I certainly enjoyed that. And also spent the weekend in New York talking to Chris Rock and the cast of Top 5. And so, and yesterday morning, I woke up about 6:50, saw a tweet from a friend of mine, Roy Johnson, said, Marion Barry, R.I.P. And that's what got me started yesterday on changing our whole show on TV One. So the entire show will be dedicated to life and legacy of Marion Barry, the former mayor of Washington, D.C., passed away on yesterday, the age of 78. So many people obviously are talking about his life and legacy. And one of the things that I have said continuously is that your life is defined by that dash between your birth date and your death date, as opposed to just a one moment in time or a handful of moments. And it was just a couple of months ago, Sybil, we had Marion Barry on this show talking about his book, Mayor for Life. And I asked him, what is it about him, why he was so beloved by folks in Washington, D.C.?
Well, it's incredible. I've served as mayor for 16 years, which is a record that won't be broken in the next 100 years. Because we're a one-term or two-term mayor now, because of the service. I really have provided a great deal of creative, visionary leadership in Washington.
Joined right now with my guest is Denise Barnes. She is the publisher of the Washington Informer. And Denise, I wanted to speak to someone specifically from the Black press, because I don't think people around the country who only know about Marion Barry based upon a drug arrest understand why there was such a love affair with this mayor. Dominique talked about it earlier, the summer youth program when it came to contracts for Black entrepreneurs. I mean, that legacy is cemented for Marion Barry, Denise.
You're exactly right, Roland. I'm so glad to have to be with you this morning. Yeah, it's a sad day here in Washington, D.C., and no matter whether you like Marion today or dislike him tomorrow, you end up on the same page, that is that, you know, you appreciated him for what he did. He was a great mayor, and he was a great person, and he loved service. I mean, he defined, I think if anybody wants to do a book on what a community servant is, they would have to start with him and look at his life from the very beginning until the day he died. And get lots of examples of what service, beyond money, beyond dollars, beyond influence, just plain old community service is all about.
Also, I think people don't understand the times that we lived in. So, for instance, when he was elected mayor, you also had Coleman Young in Detroit. You had, in 1977, Dutch Morial elected mayor in New Orleans. You had Maynard Jackson elected mayor in Atlanta. And so that was this Black renaissance, if you will, of African-Americans running major cities. And they literally transformed Black politics, but also Black economics, because they married the two together.
Well, they came out of a movement, many of them out of a civil rights movement, where they were demanding certain things. They were demanding all the things you talked about, economic rights, political rights, civil rights. And so the next, it seemed to them, I guess, the next natural step would have been into the political arena to bring all of that experience and all of their vision and their hope for this country, not just for Black people, but for people in this country, to bring that into the political realm and to figure out how to actualize some of those expectations that they had in a position of power. And so they didn't take that power frivolously. You know, they were serious about what they wanted.
Does it strike you as curious that the next generation of politicians that followed them, a number of them are in prison now?
Well, you know, I had the opportunity to interview Mr. Barry right after, actually 2 days after the book was released. We did a book signing with about 350 people, and that was the question that I asked him, does that concern you? And he came from the perspective of a father.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, you do the best you can for your children. You try to teach them the right thing, but you can't always lead their steps. And so, you know, again, there's always a chance to come back. I mean, he believed that in a comeback. He said, I'm a comeback mayor.
Yeah.
And he believes that they'll come back. And I believe that as well. I mean, they're in D.C., some of them are coming out. And I think they still want to. His example will be their example. I can come back and do good.
I got to ask you this, Denise, and this is most important. I don't think people understand how racist and segregated of a city Washington, D.C. was in the late 60s. First of all, there was no home rule. You had white congressmen, Southern Dixiecrats, who ran this city. And so Marion Barry comes out of the Black Freedom Movement. He was the first chairman of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. He dropped out of Fisk University, where he was getting his Ph.D. in chemistry. Comes to nation's capital. He had a bullseye on his back. The police despised him. In fact, he was shot in an incident where a reporter was also killed. And so he was one of the many folks who were the freedom fighters trying to say, wait a minute, how do you have all of these black folks in the city and they can't even control their own destiny?
You know, as a native Washingtonian, and my dad was one of those, I thought about it last night, how actually Marion was one of the younger guys among the activists in the city, which included my father and Doug Moore and so many other names that you would probably be familiar with. And they had been fighting. And so Marion came in, and he was sort of like, you know, the young stallion that they said, okay, this man we can follow because he relates to this younger generation that they had to get organized and off the streets after the assassination of Dr. King. And you know, he was educated, and that was important, and he had a vision. So, D.C. was very racist. I mean, we still have our problems. We still don't have our own elected voting member of Congress, and that's a fight that Marion continued to fight against. And I have to laugh because I heard somebody mention, you mentioned Chris, who you were with this weekend.
Chris Rock.
Chris Rock, exactly. And, you know, Chris Rock used to tell this joke, Marion Barry can come back from jail and run win an election against a council member, who did he run against? And that happened to have been my stepmother, who was on the council for 16 years. And so, you know, I had a moment of anger there because he came back to the city and selected this ward and decided to unseat her. But, you know, you still had to appreciate the fact that, you know, he had done so much for so many people and folks wanted. It wasn't really a vote against her. It was a vote for him and against the power structure. And so we're constantly in a mode of fighting the power structure. We're going to be waiting for a decision in the next day or so, maybe even today. And, again, it's a fight against the power structure. And people are going to come one way or the other on this. And so Marion just was, it's unfortunate that we've lost him. We've loved him dearly, and we know he did a lot for this city, and we hope that we can continue seeing his legacy and other young people.
We will have funeral plans, all the information. Flags are flying at half staff in the nation's capital right now in honor of Marion Barry.
And Roland, and on your show today?
We're going to have a full look at it. The founder of Radio 1, Kathy Hughes, she will be joining us as well. Mayor Vincent Gray, Reverend Jesse Jackson Sr., as well as young folks as well. We went out and got some videos from folks talking about him as well. It was also interesting, last night on Oprah's Network, they had a show, Where Are They Now?, and they featured Marion Barry, and he had tweeted all week
about
this show. He was looking forward to it.
He was excited about that.
Yes, that was a viewing party that was set up for it, it was a, unfortunately, he passed away, did not get to see that, but he was certainly excited about that, and so we will certainly have all the details. Go to blackamericaweb.com, go to news1.com for the latest as it relates to the homegoing of Marion Barry.
Roland, keep his son Christopher in your prayers, please.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will do. I appreciate it. Thank you so very much.
Thanks. Great job.
Thank
Good job,
you
Roland.
Very much.
Thanks
great
a lot.
Job. All right. Have a great one, Roland. And you already know, Dominic, you being a former Washington, D.C. resident.
I know what it was like. I'm from there. I'm a product of Mayor Marion Barry.